So welcome, everybody. This is being recorded on May 1st. So welcome to May. And we're going to do a delightful piece of work on this recording, on this segment. We're going to bring your energy field to 90% of the speed of light. And then we're going to bring you into your sacred heart. And once we're in the sacred heart, we are going to go into the animal kingdom. Lovely, lovely time. It's probably you haven't been there, at least in class we haven't been there for a little bit. We're going to go into the animal kingdom, and once we get into the animal kingdom, we'll see what shows up. But the intention of tonight is to have you ask for the animal or animals, if you have many, who are here to walk with you, to play with you, to be part of your journey, your adventure as you take more steps forward, and also with that intention you created for yourself tonight. So would you take a breath? Would you find that vibration of being certain? And now would you find the vibration of being capable? What does that feel like in the body? Being capable and being certain. Would you allow your body to relax? And with capable and certain, would you now weave in being happier? Happier than you've ever been. Happier at a higher vibration. And allow your energy to rise up a little bit more. And right there, would you simply allow your eyelids to close? And with your eyelids closed, would you feel that vibration of being happier intertwined with being capable? Intertwined with being certain. Would you be commanding of your presence? Again, would you relax your body? Would you be aware of the rose that is in that point in out in front of you? Would you be aware of the rose on your left? Be aware of the rose on your right. Be aware of the rose behind you. Be aware of the rose above you. Be aware of the rose below you. See the lines that connect those roses that form your octahedron. Make it real. If you like, take out your imaginary crayon, the color of your choice, and draw those connecting lines. The more you draw them in, the more you anchor them in. Everything you build from this point forward is built upon this octahedron. When you move into the star tetrahedron, it's built off of this octahedron. So draw your lines in. And then would you also take a moment and touch each of the faces, the crystalline faces? And if you have a color you'd like to turn them, which color of crystal would you like to turn all of the faces in your octahedron to? Would you be aware of that column of light that runs from the point above you through the point below you, surrounding those chakra systems? Notice that that column of light is 8 inches in diameter. That is one axis of stability. See the other axis of stability that goes through your heart, from the point on your left through your heart to the point on your right, and the axis of stability that goes through your heart from the point in front of you through your heart to the point behind you. Be certain that you are stable. Would you follow me down to the center of the Earth Mother? Would you see that beautiful lake with the crystal platform in the center of the beautiful lake? And would you simply be there on that crystal platform? And on that crystal platform, would you say hello to the Mother? That beautiful feminine essence that is representative of kindness and nurturing. Graciousness. Would you hear her hello back to you? Would you feel her hello back to you? Would you absorb her hello back to you? Would you like to receive something from her tonight? If you had a desire, what's something you would like to receive from her? Would you ask her? Would you share this with me? Would you show me what this vibration looks like? Would you simply allow yourself to merge your energy with hers and absorb, allowing yourself to receive? when you feel complete. Do simply allow your energy to separate, being the unique expression of all that is, as you. Can you allow yourself to have, absolutely have, in every fiber of your being, have that gift you received from the mother? Would you thank her with your next breath? Would you be back in the center of your head? And would you now call forth that divine feminine presence into the bottom of your column of light, allowing that beautiful energy to come up into the column of light in a clockwise formation? Would you be one with that energy? Feel it expand through your column of light in a clockwise formation. Now, would you be very conscious and aware of coming up to the Christed grid? Find your seat on the grid. Be there. Would you say hello to all the other lights, the children, the other beings of light on the grid? And feel their hello, feel the love they have coming back into all that you are. And within that love of all that you are, would you say hello to the masculine essence, that masculine energy of the father energy? Feel the stability. Feel the command. Feel the kindness. Feel the nurturing of the father energy. What would you like to receive from this energy, from this presence? Can you allow yourself to have more without having to do anything for it, without having to work for it or play for it or dance for it? Can you simply allow yourself to receive simply because you asked? What would you ask of the Father energy? Make your request. Would you allow your energy to merge with that of the Father as you are on the grid? would you be pleased with yourself in your ability to receive, in your ability to allow, in your capableness of having? Would you take a step back and simply allow yourself to be the divine expression of you? Would you thank the Father? With your next breath, would you be back into the center of your head? And in the center of your head, would you command that Father energy to now come down and come into your column of light in a counterclockwise formation? Would you be one with the Father energy? One with the Mother energy? Holding the hand of the Mother, holding the hand of the Father. And in all this allowing and all this havingness that you have now, would you find one thing you love about your human body? It has served you well. It is unique. What's one thing you absolutely love about your human body? Would you allow that feeling of love to expand through you, in you, through you, around you? Would you say hello to that love and allow that love to radiate back to you as it merges with the Mother, Father, you, Mother, Father, you, love me. And right in that vibration, would you give the command for your field to spin at 10% of the speed of light? In love, capable in love, commanding in love, would you own this in love? Would you be pleased with yourself? In love. I think one of the greatest compliments we can ever give someone is, I love who I am in your presence. So can you love yourself in the presence of the Mother Father? I love who I am in your presence. Would you give the command for your field to spin at 30% of the speed of light? Would you shift your awareness from the center of your head to higher mind? I love that place. Love you in that place. Would you now take your awareness to 60% of the speed of light in love? Happier. Senior. And would you very capably command your field to go to 90% of the speed of light? In love. Be pleased with yourself. Look how capable you are of coming to this vibration and owning this vibration in higher mind. One with the Mother, Father, God. One with the vibrations of allowing that you merged with the Mother, the vibrations you merged with the Father. Owning them here, weaving them into your tapestry. And in a moment, we're going into your Sacred Heart. So in a moment, you're going to be going from your higher mind down that stairway that leads right behind your fourth chakra that stands in front of your golden door. You know this path. So again, would you find that vibration of, I love me. I'm amazing. Would you allow that amazement to radiate in you, through you, around you, radiating brighter on the vibration of happy, happier, happier love. And now would you find your way from the higher mind into around that stairway down to the back of that golden door? Would you view the writing that you have written on this door in the language of light? Would you feel that vibration of love you have for yourself? And in the love that you are, in the love that you vibrate, in the love that you radiate, would you give the command for that golden door or golden doors to open? Allowing that beautiful pink light to billow out around you. Would you step into the Hall of Crystals? Would you admire your beauty? All the refracting light. Would you make your way into the sanctuary of the pink diamond? Would you feel the love radiating from that pink diamond for you? Notice the altar that has the threefold flame, the will of all that is, the love of all that is, and the ray that steps that energy up and steps it down. White, red, and blue. But those three flames become the threefold flame. Notice your dodecahedron. Notice your infinity loop, that golden infinity loop that you have created from your Sacred Heart into your higher mind. Standing here in all the love that you are, would you ask your soul to merge further with you, deeper with you? Allowing yourself to know what the soul knows. Being one with the soul. The soul is your experiences you would like to have in this lifetime. Now that you've merged with the soul, it's the consciousness of you and the soul that run your four bodies. We talked about this before, that when you create, to create with the soul. And as you are merged with your soul, would you now see that tetrahedron that you have created in the sanctuary of the pink diamond? Would you stand in the center of that tetrahedron? Would you notice that there is a doorway, a portal into the angelic kingdom? There is a doorway into the animal kingdom. There is a doorway to the mineral kingdom and where the fairies are, fairies and gnomes. And above your head is the doorway into humanity. Would you put your awareness on the doorway into the animal kingdom? On your breath, would you simply breathe that doorway open? And you will be met by Pegasus. Would you say hello to Pegasus? And would you ask Pegasus for a ride? Let's go for a ride. So for those of you who have said, "Ooh, I don't like to ride horses. They scare me and they gallop too fast." Pegasus is not like that. You could literally crawl on his back and it would be like falling on your pillow. He is so smooth. Would you allow yourself to run your fingers through his mane? Be the love that you are. Share the love that you are with this magnificent being. And allow him to fly you around the kingdom, showing you the beauty, the elegance, the majesticness of this kingdom. Before we started this session tonight, you each had an intention, something you want to experience. Would you add to that intention to call upon the animal that would best serve you? Some would call this your animal totem. Would you just call upon that animal? Would you allow Pegasus to take you to that animal? So if your animal happens to be up in a very high tree, Pegasus will take you to their nest. Wherever you need to go, Pegasus will take you to your animal. So would you simply allow him to take you to your totem animal? And if it's appropriate, would you get off Pegasus's back? Would you stand in front of your totem animal? Pegasus will wait for you. Would you ask this magnificent being what they have for you, what knowledge they have for you, what gift of wisdom they have for you? You simply allow yourself to receive their response. Would you ask them, how will you know it's them that is helping you? Is there some specific message or a way they would like to communicate with you? Be open to how that might come through. Would you ask them, is there something that you can gift to them? Because this is a partnership. How can I give to you? How can I play with you? You bring your communication to a completion. And for some of you, there is another animal that wants to make their presence known. And for some of you, that animal is actually walking up to you right now and presenting themselves to you. For some of you, you get to go on another ride. So would you, those of you who need to use Pegasus to get to your second animal, he will graciously take you there. For those of you who your animal is right in front of you, would you simply turn and have communication with them? For those of you who are landing now, again, would you make yourselves known. Say hello to your second animal. And again, ask, how did I call you into my life? In what ways do we get to play together? What is your message for me? You have a message for me. How will I know you're communicating with me? Do you have a special touch, a special scent? Will you come on a specific color? What would you like from me? How can I better contribute to our partnership? Because this is a partnership. It is time to play with your friends. It is time to call upon your animal friends, just as much as you call upon your angels and your fairies. Very graciously, would you thank this second animal? Would you make your way back to Pegasus? And just notice if your animals come with you, because maybe they want to ride as well. Because they are part of you and you are part of them. And enjoy an exhilaration. Would you allow Pegasus to fly you again around his beautiful kingdom? Feel that happy that you have, that joy, that exhilaration, that exuberance, that woohoo, whippy, as you're flying around. Flying you near a waterfall. And it's your choice whether you want to fly with him through the water. That might be kind of cool. Or if you'd like him to simply land in the water so you can kind of have a dunk. Because you want to leave any residue behind. Any residue that maybe you picked up that says, ooh, I really can't have a relationship with my animals. Allowing all that residue to come off as you're being dipped into the water or flown through the waterfall. Your choice. Make it as fun as you want it to be. And as you come out of the water, notice that you air dry very quickly. Notice that your animals are having as much fun as you are. To take another breath, be in gratitude to the beauty, the elegance, the intelligence, the wisdom, the majesty. Thank the animal kingdom. And specifically, thank your two animals. It looks like some of you are bringing them back with you. They will cross through the doorway just fine. Would you allow Pegasus to gently land you by the portal? In whichever way you feel appropriate for you, would you thank him? He does like kisses on the nose, scratches behind his ears. Would you make your way through the doorway, through the portal? You can come back here tonight if you want to. Door's open. Take a breath. Allow that doorway to close. If you're bringing your animals with you, say hello to them after the doorway closes so that you make it very real. And with your friends, will you breathe yourself back into higher mind? Capable. Excited. With the love that you are with your animals now, with you. In the love that you are, would you find that feeling of feeling happy? Happier. Would you say hello to your animals as you're in higher mind? Notice that if you kept them in the animal kingdom or if you brought them with you, you still have direct communication with them. Hear their hello. Would you give that command for your field to slow down to 60% of the speed of light? Breathe yourself into 30% of the speed of light. And this is going to be the slowest vibration that we go to here. You are welcome to stay at a higher, so if you want to stabilize your field at a higher vibration, you can. The lowest we'll go is 30%. And right here, again, in that place of happier, exuberance, excitement, would you say hello to your animals? Would you be aware of the room around you? Would you breathe your eyes open, be aware of you with your animals? And while your eyes are open, would you say hello to them? Welcome them into this part of your walking around space. I will step away here so that you can communicate with your friends.